Hi, everybody, and welcome to the audio version of the Exploration Weekly Newsletter, this time for the week of December 24th, 2021. I'm Renee Meredith, the COO of Exploration Group, and a special shout out to Heidi So and Jules Ramos, who work really hard on our newsletter every single week. Happy holidays, and now the news. Sound Exchange royalties dispute with Music Choice to be referred to Copyright Royalty Board. On Monday, December 20th, U.S. performance rights organization Sound Exchange secured a legal victory in a royalties battle with U.S. television service Music Choice. The court decided that the case will be referred to the Copyright Royalties Board rather than being heard in federal court. Sound Exchange launched a lawsuit against Music Choice to recover underpaid royalties in April 2019 following an audit of Music Choice's royalty statements. At the time, Sound Exchange claimed that Music Choice systematically underreported its gross proceeds, leading to underpayment to Sound Exchange for statutory royalties related to its business establishment service. Music Choice relies on a statutory license to obtain the rights to use sound recordings. Currently, the basic royalty rate for business establishment service decided by the CRB is 12.5% of the licensee's gross proceeds derived from the use in such service of musical programs that are attributable to copyrighted recordings. YouTube creators can now appeal monetization decisions from mobile. YouTube has announced several updates to its creator-facing studio app, including the ability to appeal video monetization decisions on mobile, a feature previously only available to desktop devices. To do so within the studio app, creators can navigate to Content, tap the yellow money sign icon, and then select Request Review. In terms of revenues, creators will also be able to see these metrics in the currency of their choosing. These figures were previously only available in U.S. dollars. Indies accounted for 28% of 2020 publishing market, says IMPF. Independent firms have increased their share of the global music publishing market from 27% in 2019 to 28% in 2020, according to their industry body, IMPF, based on the estimated $6.8 billion size of the global publishing market. That suggests around $1.92 billion for independent publishers in 2020. However, the IMPF has tried to show that these companies have a greater market impact measured using the top charts of streaming services like Spotify's Top 50. Data provided by BMAT6 shows that in key markets, Canada and Germany, indie publishers control shares on 36% of the tracks in the charts. In France, this percentage goes up to 52%. In the UK, 40%, and in the US, 32%, claim the report. In Brazil and Japan, this percentage is even higher, with respectively 56% and 76% of the control shares for indie publishers. Music service Boomplay and Merlin expand licensing deal to 47 countries across Africa. African music streaming service Boomplay and independent label agency Merlin have agreed to an expansion of their licensing agreement. The new deal will extend the availability of Merlin members' music catalog to 47 additional countries in Africa. In 2019, Merlin signed a licensing deal covering 11 countries with Boomplay, which now has over 60 million monthly active users and hosts a catalog of over 65 million tracks. The platform also claims to house the most extensive catalog of African content globally. One of the first music streaming players in Africa, Boomplay launched in 2015 and surpassed 100 million app downloads on Google Play in December 2020. YouTube expands its $100 million Shorts Fund to 70 additional countries. YouTube is expanding its Shorts Fund to 70 additional countries. Beginning this month, creators in countries including Pakistan, Ireland, and Peru will be eligible to receive monthly bonuses, ranging from $100 to $10,000 for creating shorts. While Shorts monetization is still evolving, YouTube announced the $100 million fund in May in the US and India. The fund rewards creators, whether or not they are members of YouTube's partner program, for shorts that drive the most engagement and views, much in the same vein as TikTok's Creator Fund or Snapchat's Spotlight monetization paradigm. That's all for me this week. Thank you all for listening, and don't forget to click subscribe for more content from Exploration. And whichever holiday you're celebrating, may it be filled with light and love. And don't forget to be kind to each other.